We have some announcements. Prayer meeting every Sunday morning, 9 o'clock a.m. in the room back here. Wednesday night service and prayer and Bible study at 6 p.m. I guess we're starting that next January. Choir rehearsals immediately after Wednesday night service. Church-wide cleanup this Saturday at 9 o'clock. In your bulletin, you have a list of things that the church needs to do, and if any of you have any ideas about helping or working in that, then let Wesley know. Upcoming Sunday dinner at December 11th, the potluck dinner, Lake Country Bible Church annual meeting will be January 15th, 2023. And we want to thank everyone who filled out Christmas Child shoeboxes. 21 were delivered. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, you're a great and awesome God, Creator of the heavens and the earth. And if peering into the heavens does not make you believe that you are there and you are awesome, just go outside and turn about and look at the trees in this neighborhood. Awesome. Awesome. You are a great and awesome God, Father, and thank you for your love, for your patience, your grace, just being here for us, being here in this congregation and with this church and with the leaders of this church, giving them wisdom and guidance as we work on a day-by-day basis to seek your will and grow in faith and wisdom. Father, we pray for Mike and his message today. Pray that you would be his guidance and leader. Pray, Father, for the baptism today. Pray for your wisdom and guidance in that. Pray, Father, for the entire congregation, not just for the congregation and not just for the members, but the visitors and those people who are family members. Pray for your people, wherever they are, those that are persecuted for their faith and those that are victims of human trafficking. We just pray, Father, that in all things, your will be done. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. The scripture reading this morning is Revelation 16, 12 through 16. Revelation 16, 12 through 16. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits, like frogs, come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of the devils, working miracles, which go forth into the kings of the earth and of the whole world, to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. And also, Revelation 19, 11 through 19. Revelation 19, 11 through 19. And I saw the heaven open, and behold, a white horse. He that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had the name written that no man knew but himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in the heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. He treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of the Almighty God. And he hath in his vestiture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of the kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army.
War leaders have compared the war that they fought in as the Battle of Armageddon. But we find this morning that that's not the case. We'll be looking this morning at the Battle of Armageddon, Lesson 10, in our Come Lord Jesus series. Let's look to the Lord in word of prayer. Father, we thank you so much for the joy that we've already experienced with Teresa and her baptism. Father, one we've never done before. Father, we were so thankful and eager to be able to be of service to her. So, Father, we ask that you would bless her extra special good in the days to come. We pray, Father, for our church. Father, we just ask your richest blessings upon our church the coming year. Father, this coming year, we don't know what will take place. Father, we can see signs all around us, Father, that we are in a time that's closer to seeing the rapture than ever before. Father, we ask that you would open our eyes and ears as we look into your word and also see the things that are written there for us. Father, we pray that we might profit by them. Father, we sure thank you for those that are here this morning. We give you the honor and praise. Ask, Father, for your blessings. We ask in Christ's name. The Battle of Armageddon. Revelation chapter 16, verse 16, and he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. Many people have taken upon themselves to tell us what the Battle of Armageddon is. However, their education has been derived from other sources than the Word of God. Some thought that World War I was the battle which would end all wars. We sometimes hear of the rustling of sabers and the roar of tank engines and airplanes flying overhead, and we wonder what would the next world war look like if one was to take place. We're not comparing the Battle of Armageddon to that war, but we can still in our mind's eye many times contemplate about what a war at this day and in this day and age would look like and how horrific that would be. But World War I was not the battle that would end all wars. Even one American general declared that the Korean War might lead up to the Battle of Armageddon. Prior to this conflict in Korea, many advances had been made in the weapons of war and their ability to kill individuals. Scripture, we learn that even this battle is not the last battle to be fought upon the earth. There's still another battle to be fought, which is the second battle of Gog and Magog. This will be waged at the close of the millennium. Let's look at the following particulars, the disciplines, and the principles of this battle, Armageddon. Its particulars as to what it is. It's to be a literal battle of two opposing forces which results in many soldiers being slain. Revelation chapter 19, verse 11, "And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, he that sat upon him, called the faithful and true, righteousness he doth judge and make war." Revelation 19:14, we read, "And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean." Revelation 19:19, "And I saw the beast, kings of the earth, their armies gathered together, make war against him that sat upon the horse, against his army." Where's it going to take place? Well, it's to be a literal place. Battle will be fought on the plains of Esdraelon, located in the northwest portion of Palestine. Many famous battles have been waged there in the past. It was there that Gideon fought. It was there that Saul and Jonathan were killed. There Josiah also was slain, and later Napoleon suffered his first defeat there. As to where it, when it is, Revelation 14:19. "The angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God." This battle will occur right after the marriage supper of the Lamb, where we will be in heaven. All of these things, since we looked at the rapture, which was the first in the series, we will have been in heaven during these things that occur. This will occur right after the marriage supper of the Lamb. In other words, the Battle of Armageddon will be fought at the close of the tribulation, just before the millennium begins. Who's going to be participating? Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, we read, "Now I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, I shall bruise his heel." The Battle of Armageddon fulfills Jehovah's covenant made with man in the Garden of Eden, right after he had eaten the forbidden fruit. On this occasion, the seed of the woman, which is Christ, engages the seed of the serpent, which is the Antichrist. Christ versus the Antichrist. What a battle. Christ, the Son of God, fights the Antichrist, the son of the devil. Army of heaven versus the army of the earth. In the book of Jude, we read that heaven's army is innumerable. Verse 14 of Jude, we read, "And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints." How many 10,000s? We're not told, yet we know that the number is beyond human reckoning. Revelation 9, verse 16, "And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000. I heard the number of them. Revelation chapter 9, verse 16, we learn that the Antichrist army shall be composed of 200 million men. Revelation 16:12, we also learn where the Antichrist will conscript this great number of soldiers. Where could a dictator today enlist some 200 million men? Nowhere but from China or India. That is exactly where he's going to get them. Revelation 16, verse 12, "And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared." Great river Euphrates, mighty river. Many of those countries over around in this area bordering on the Euphrates River have built large dams in order to generate electricity, furnish water for their people. The great river Euphrates is drying up. Great river Euphrates is actually drying up. The literal translation of the kings of the east is kings who are from the rising of the sun. Gives me chills along my back. God's word never is wrong. Kings who are from the rising of the sun. Who could that be? Well, China, India, Japan, many other nations of the Far East use the sun as the symbol of their government. China's population today is over 1.4 billion people. Find here in this map, we can take a look and we can see China and all of those around China, places like Mongolia, Kazakhstan, India, Nepal, North Korea, South Korea, and Vietnam, Laos, Thailand, Myanmar, all of these countries, right around China. How will they align up? August 26, 2022, this article came out. Government reports even warning that the Tigris and Euphrates rivers could go completely dry by 2040. This year, 2022, water reservoirs along the Euphrates, such as the showed significantly low water levels. Knowing that China, etc., shall supply that great number which shall compose the Antichrist army, we think China, etc., will break with Russia, fall in with the United Nations. We've already found that Russia, Magog, and her satellites shall be destroyed during the middle of the tribulation. China's not destroyed. We know that she will have to break off relations with Russia. The principles of this war. No war has ever been fought without principles. Consequently, there will be principles involved in the Battle of Armageddon. Principles of the devil. Some believe the devil will have cause for this showdown with the Lord Jesus. These causes will be, or could be, anti-Semitism against the Jew. Revelation 12:17, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. The devil, through his seed, the Antichrist, although a Jew himself, take upon himself to exterminate the Jew. Jews in the past have been blamed for nearly every misfortune history. No doubt they will be blamed for this terrible tribulation that is visited upon the whole earth. Anti-Christian being a principle, an attitude of against Christians. There will be people who trust Christ during the tribulation period. It'll be very difficult during those times for those who have trusted Christ, but there will be people who trust Christ during tribulation. Of course, the church has already been raptured before the tribulation begins. We know that many sinners will be converted during this time of tribulation. Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 14. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, kindreds, and people, and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, palms in their hands, cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, about the elders, four beasts, fell before the throne on their faces, worshiped God, saying, Amen, blessing, glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might be unto our God, forever and ever. Amen. One of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes? Whence came they? I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, These are they which came out of the great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They will be attacked by the Antichrist. No one can buy or sell without his mark. Revelation chapter 13, verse 17 and 18. And that no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Be many killed for their faith during the tribulation period. Revelation 20, verse 4, I saw the thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their forehead or in their hands. They lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Yet they overcame him. Revelation 12:11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. They loved not their lives to their death. Antichrist against Christ. Revelation 19:19 tells us this great conflict we've described before. Revelation 19, verse 19. I saw the beast, the kings of the earth and their armies, gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse, against his army. The Lord Jesus Christ, there can be no doubt as to who the foe of the Antichrist is. It is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. I'm glad even today, folks, that Christ defends us. Revelation 19:16, and he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. For Israel, tribulation is known as Jacob's trouble and is a judgment upon Israel for her willful disregard of God's law and her rejection Messiah. However, 7 years of this persecution will be considered enough. The Lord himself shall return, fight for Israel. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 3, then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought the day of battle. Fight with victory. The Lord Jesus has never lost a battle. Never will. It's always best to be on God's side. For if God be for us, who can be against us? Romans chapter 8, verse 31 exactly says that exact thing. If God be for us, who can be against us? All Gentile rule over Israel, world by the Antichrist army, ended. Antichrist army slain. All were killed, every one of them, with the exception of the Antichrist himself, false prophet. Revelation chapter 19, verse 21, and the remnant was slain with the sword of him set upon the horse, which sword bleeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. What happens to the Antichrist and his false prophet? They will be sent to hell. Right then, there, just before the millennium begins, 1,000 years before the devil cast into the lake of fire. Revelation Revelation 19:20, and the beast was taken, with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that received the mark of the beast, them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire, burning. Sin, righteousness, they seem to be reigning the world today. Boy, we can see it everywhere. Mentioned some of it this morning in Sunday school. Terrible time. Say, we've never seen things this bad before. Let me encourage you, their end is coming. Christ the Lord is coming. He will reign. Not only for 1,000 years, ever, ever. I don't know how many of you were out yesterday afternoon, just about the time the sun was setting. Were you out? Raise your hands if you were out. Did you see the sun and the clouds? I happened to be on the road. Saw that. I just shook my head. I said, even so come, Lord Jesus. It's the end of our installment of this series, Come Lord Jesus. We have a lot to look forward to as believers. There's a lot of things we dread as believers today, a lot of things that we can't understand as believers today going on in the world. There's things we cannot see why God puts up with this whole world in which we live. I would say to myself, you today, be encouraged. God wins. Pray. Father, we thank you for this time together that we've been able to spend looking at some of the things that are going to take place when we're not here on this earth. Father, I believe that we'll be able to view them from heaven. Father, I believe we'll be able to cheer on in the battle against Satan and his army. We'll be able to cheer on victory. Father, not because he needs our help, but because we need the thrill of seeing all of these things done away with that we see today. Father, we just thank you for each one that's here. Ask, Father, that you'd bless them. Extra special good. Ask all these things in Christ's name. Morning is hymn number 9.